at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and you spoke about peanut markets in the long term and really China. What are we looking at there in China as far as peanuts?
I think China, the long-term trend, they're going to be producing a little bit less every year as younger people move to the cities and there are fewer young laborers in the countryside. Also, China is really emphasizing rice, wheat, and corn. And putting less emphasis on peanuts. So I think you'll see a slight downtrend in production every year and a slight increase in consumption. So it's a good trend for us.
So that's the big opportunities. What are the challenges for the Chinese market?
The biggest challenge is the 28% duty, and it could be a little more than 28% depending on some of the other fees they charge. That adds about $200 a farmer stock ton to the price, and it just makes it prohibitive. That's the biggest challenge. If they don't go in through the duty, they go in through what they call the border trade, which is quasi-illegal and also very difficult to execute.
Any chance that we can negotiate with them or as far as those trade barriers are concerned?
We're trying, and I know I've got Don Kaler's invested in this too. I've already visited in Beijing with the Chamber of Commerce. They're very interested in it. But right now, it's opposed, vigorously opposed by the Ministry of Agriculture, so it's not going to be easy. They did do it with soybeans, so there's a chance, but it's probably going to take a lot of negotiation and a lot of time.
Well, now you're with Birdsong Peanut Company. How important is China for your company in particular?
It could be extremely important to the country and to the industry because we're growing, we're yielding a lot more. Peanuts are a pretty attractive crop for producers. So if you're going to increase your yield from 3,000 to 4,000 pounds, then peanuts have to go somewhere. And China's got 1.3 billion people. They can take them. So I think it could be extremely important. I think they'll be a big importer in years to come.
Well, you talked a lot about, you compared a lot about China of the past to China,
yes, yeah.
China in the present. What were the biggest changes that you've seen there?
It's just totally different. You saw some of the pictures. I mean, 25 years ago, China was a primitive country. It was all peasants. And now to go over there and see shopping malls as nice or nicer than anything you see in Atlanta, and to see Starbucks. When we were there 20-some-odd years ago, there was one fast food restaurant in all of China. Kentucky Fried Chicken in Tiananmen Square is the only fast food restaurant. It just opened. But now it's the cities are as modern as anything you're likely to see anywhere.
And that tells you they got money.
They got money. Now, most of them don't. It's a small percentage is middle class, but a small percentage in China is still more than the whole population of America. So it's a lot of people.
Anything else you'd like to add, Jeff?
I think, peanut oil is very important in China. It's a luxury. They like it very much. I would like to see the U.S. maybe do some promotion in China on peanut oil and snack peanuts, and emphasize the health benefits. Almonds have been very aggressive over there.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.